Well, here's another man who's paid too much for having too much fun. Craig Gabriel at Melbourne Park. He's online. Hello, Craig.
Hello, Mark.
Mate, good to talk to you as always. You're doing a fantastic job down there. I'm a little bit disappointed, though. Our Ash, she's been eliminated from the Australian Open, and I started the program. I know the rules are the rules, but 10 minutes to get your blood pressure checked. Turn it up.
Well, that's up to the medical staff on how long they're going to take. I mean, it's not up to the player. But what was happening is that she was starting to feel dizzy. They needed to take blood pressure. They needed to apply these ice packs on her to bring her body temperature down because she said she felt like she was also going to faint. So, when she returned to the court, she certainly did look a lot fresher than when she walked off the court.
I think she lost the first set in 24 minutes. Gee, she overheats quickly. If she was a car, she'd be at the mechanic.
You're not wrong, and it happened after an early service break in the second set as well. Look, Ash has just brushed that to one side, and she said that's not for me to decide. Those are the rules. She's got through with the rules, and she said I'm not concerned about that. My concern was to try and get through the match. She said what was disappointing was that she ended up dividing that match into two. Pre-medical timeout, post-medical timeout. And when that medical timeout ended, she said she just didn't get things together.
Craig, we're hearing that there will be 50% crowd back tomorrow.
Yep.
Do you think that the organisers were a little bit ambitious thinking they could successfully stage this event?
No, I mean, it's been staged superbly so far. I mean, it's only been in the last 4 days, that this lockdown has happened where there have been no crowds at all. We haven't had the numbers that we've had in the past for the Australian Open, certainly, but there have been people here. 21 or 22,000 was the day before the lockdown happened. So, now I think the cap is going to be 7,500 or 8,000 for each of the next 4 days. So at least we'll have fans here, and everything's going to be concentrated around Rod Laver Arena anyway. So hopefully that'll generate quite an atmosphere here on the grounds.
I reckon there'll be plenty of people watching tonight because we all love Rafael Nadal. He's up against the Greek freak, Stefanos Tsitsipas.
Yeah, look, Rafa has lost to Tsitsi once, and I don't think he's going to lose to him tonight. And Rafa is now saying that he's feeling pretty fit. The back does not seem to be troubling him as it did a few days ago or coming into the Australian Open. So he's feeling relatively comfortable with things. And, the way he's moving, the way he's striking the ball is looking pretty darn good. Now, he and Tsitsi played once before at the Australian Open. It was a couple of years ago.
Can you stop calling him Sissy, please? It's Tsitsipas.
I didn't say Sissy. I said Sissy. Steffi Sissy. Look, it was very straightforward for Rafa on that occasion. But I think it'll be tighter tonight. But Rafa should get through.
Serena Williams is absolutely demolishing her opponents. And last night, she was in vintage form. Do you think she's got what it takes to win the title?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%. Hey, Candice, what do you think of the outfit?
I don't know. She pulls it off, but I don't know if too many other athletes could.
What do you think, Craig?
I've got used to it. I think it's actually looking pretty good, and I'm just wondering if Alan Joyce is going to use that as the next Qantas uniform because it's the Qantas colours that she's wearing.
No, thanks.
Depends who's wearing it.
Yes, it's a very good point.
Exactly.
Very good point.
It's a nod to Flojo, the late runner, because she wore an outfit very similar to that, a long time ago. But Serena says it's very, really easy and comfortable to wear. And look, when she comes up against Naomi Osaka, that is going to be an absolute cracker of a match tomorrow.
Candice, I've worked with Craig for many, many years, and there were times when he'd call and say, Levy, I've just been talking to S. Are you still tight with Serena?
Yep, I've been talking to her after every post-match media conference. She's in a fantastic mood. She's really relaxed and enjoying
it. We should rub off on you.
Take a hike.
I've got a message here from Craig saying, Levy, when you and Craig Gabriel say hello to each other, it's like Jerry Seinfeld saying hello to Newman. There's no love, bro. There's love there, Craig, isn't there?
With you?
Yes.
Of course. I mean, the line just dropped out when you were saying that.
I got to go. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
There he is, Craig Gabriel, covering the Australian Open for us at Melbourne Park.